Oh, my head. Ow. Book, what time is it? Where am I? Book. No, where is he? Book! He's gone. Em, I'm alone. I'm alone.
Crackpot Soprano presents Closing the Book, a Time Vault Story. Episode 3, Keys to the Shackles.
Too hot to breathe in the daytime, too cold to wear my feet at night. Whose bright idea was that? You know, there's one thing I'm missing from Delta. Coffee. Hot coffee. Maybe we could find a time fold which leads to the planet of coffee machines? Oh, right. I. Not we. No one's told me I'm chattering like an idiot. God, I hope this isn't a dream. Well, I doubt a dream would be so bloody freezing. I wonder what those people were there for. Why did they want us? I wonder if they could be doing anything to M. I mean, I could get away. I could be free. I could do what I want. No, I can't leave her. God, I'm going back for her, aren't I? Sometimes I wonder how I'm such a good person when I've never gotten a reward for it. Wouldn't mind a medal, to be honest. Okay. I need to find tire tracks. Oh! Rogue time folds. Okay. I need to find a town, village, anything. Then we can come back for him in the morning. Book, can you... Damn it, okay. I'll be okay. No Book, no M. Just me. No arguments. I can just... Ow! What the hell? What? Nothing's bleeding, nothing's... Oh my God, it's my heart! What? Book, what's wrong with... Oh, for the... Ugh. Of course.
Shackles? Really? What am I, some kind of animal?
No, it's just the best we have.
Next, you're going to tell me I'm to be burned at the stake.
We won't kill you. Not if you don't give us a reason to.
Okay, well, I'm going to need some parameters for that. Would you kill me if I said I don't like your hair?
No. But try that around Sylvester and he'll knock your head clean off.
Right. What if I told you you're a ragtag group of no good bandits and once I get my book back, I'm reporting you to the authorities?
Okay, Norma. But you're missing one thing.
Which is...
You ain't getting your book back.
Of course I am.
Oh, of course you will.
It's my book. My property.
Oh, yeah? Your property? It isn't the other way round?
Sylvester was right. You should be thanking us. Once he turns it off, you'll have the chance to run.
And what if I don't want to?
You don't want freedom?
I want my book.
Fascinating. Bela, I think she's going to care for the thing.
Poor girl.
Ow!
Oh, grow up. I didn't put the shackles on that tight.
No. No, it's not that. It's... my heart. What have you done to me?
Oh, forgot about that bit.
What? What bit?
There's a safety on the books, like a radar. If you're too far away from them...
You feel pain. I remember. But I'm not that far away. What is that rat doing with my book?
It'll be over soon.
No. If it's hurting me and I'm in the caves... Oh my God. What about Mia?
Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and all those in between. Have we got a show for you tonight?
Oh, he sounds happy.
You need to find Mia.
Shh.
Oh yes, I have a wonderful feeling that this will be a successful night.
Don't you have your own book to tamper with?
I did.
I can assure you, you will gain nothing from
nothing?
Me.
Why,
My dear book, I always get something.
I am not your book.
I suppose you're not. Do enlighten me, book. Are you really somebody's? Or are we yours?
What a strange question. What is the answer for? Your listeners? Is that what you do down here? Run a sadistic radio show where you...
Be careful not to fatigue your speech module quite yet. We wouldn't want that. Oh, no. I have no listeners, I'm afraid. Except for Leanne and Baylor. Perhaps even Amelia now. Oh! Now that's exciting! A new listener! Now, no. I do this whole radio thing for a spot of fun. After a while, this can get rather repetitive.
This?
I won't deny that this will be far more complicated without your human. But I am going to ask you some questions, Book. Important ones. And you will answer them, I promise you that.
Good. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, yep. That's my blood. I'm not gonna die. It's just my leg. At least my heart isn't hurting so much anymore. It's like the closer I got to this cave, less ached, like as if it was telling me I was, I don't know, getting warmer. I'll be okay now. It's just my leg bleeding and I'm stuck in a cave in the middle of nowhere. Alone. Alone. Okay, no, seriously, I'm gonna die here alone. Wait. What the hell? Book?
Bravo, bravo. Wonderful performance. Perhaps now if you could tell me...
Twinkle, twinkle, little star...
Now, for goodness sake. I don't know how you're having this reaction. The code I ran has nothing to do with singing, let alone awfully.
Your puny codes mean nothing to me, swine.
Swine?
Swine. German noun. For pig, you have about as much charm and wit as one.
I beg your pardon?
You even have the nose.
This may be much more difficult than I originally thought.
Good to know Book can look after himself.
Sounds like Sylvester's finally met his match.
That's the strangest book I've ever heard.
Yes, well, they say books are like they're humans.
I've never heard one sing before.
Can't say I'd want to again.
Okay, this is the third time I've asked you this. Can I please have some water? I'm parched.
Perhaps if you stopped talking so much, you wouldn't be.
What? Do you want me to die of thirst? It's been a long day. I'm hungry, I'm tired.
Then sleep.
She's right, Leanne. I'll go get her some water. We may have her shackled, but we're not here to kill anyone.
Right. Be quick.
Baylor! Leanne! One of you, come here! Now!
Oh, dear.
What are you waiting for? I'm not exactly going anywhere.
Sit still. I'll be back soon. Hopefully.
Mia? Oh my god, Mia!
You okay? What have they done to you?
Nothing. Just wait. Were you worried about me?
No, don't be stupid. I'm just curious.
You're bleeding.
Yeah, I had a bit of a situation. Time folds, wolves, you know, the usual. Where's Book?
Book? He took Book.
The man on the radio?
His name's Sylvester. He has all these machines. He's interrogating our books. He wants information from them or something.
Why our books? Why can't they just use their own?
Mia, they don't have any. They have no books. No plans.
No plans? Lucky oats. Okay, we need to get you out of these shackles. Is there a key?
The girl, Liliane,
has a fob, like an old-fashioned keychain. It's on her belt.
Okay, well, I could hide and wait till they get back or swipe it from them.
No, Mia, you're injured. You won't be quiet enough. I don't know what these people want, but I get a horrible feeling. You need to go.
Go?
Leave me. Leave the books. Get out.
You really are an idiot.
Mia.
This isn't some kind of dramatic movie, Em. I'm not going to get far out there on my own with this leg. Between wolves and a couple of weirdos, I know what I'd pick.
Mia, they need you to gain full access to your book. If they find
you... I've got an idea, don't worry.
Oh, great. An ID. Nothing to worry about in the slightest.
Hi there!
What are you doing in here?
I'm not going to lie to you, I'm trying to bake my friend out.
Mia!
Also, I'm not a big fan of the area. Cold as heck, rogue time vaults, not to mention unfriendly dogs. Stumbled into a cave and, well, you wouldn't guess my luck. I found the oits who knocked me out, stole my belongings and kidnapped my companion. How about that?
On the ground, hands behind your head.
What are you going to do? Shoot me?
That's what guns are for.
Well, look, you won't need to. I come peacefully. Now take me to your leader.
Seriously?
Oh, my hands are up, aren't they? And there's not much I can do with a bleeding leg. I heard what this Sylvester was saying on the radio. He's trying to get information from Book. I want to know more.
Well, I guess he did want you here. Now, any funny business, and I won't hesitate. You got that?
Loud and clear.
This way.
You really are utterly insane.
You're the one marrying me.
How do we stop it?
If I knew, dear, I would have silenced it many minutes ago.
Book! Stop oinking! How many systems have we hacked with this bloody thing?
Phil, what the hell is happening?
This book has some intriguing defense mechanisms, Baylor. Nothing more. I won't deal with it. There!
Square root of pi is 1.77.
Second defective. Infuriating. Poorly built.
Poorly built. Poorly built. The only thing around here which is poorly built is your...
All right, Book, that's enough.
Mia, thank the plan, you're not dead.
You're not getting rid of me that easily.
On the contrary, Mia, despite your devious and quite frankly illegal tendencies, I much prefer your company to this pathetic excuse for a gang.
We are not a gang. Although I apologise if our actions gave you that impression.
Can't think what have given me that. Was it the guns, or the stealing, or, you know, maybe it was the whole knocking me out and leaving me to die thing?
That was not my intention, I assure you. Simply a blip in judgment. We would have come to get you if it wasn't for the time of day.
If you're not a gang, then what are you?
Freedom fighters.
Leanne, darling, that was the best line.
Sorry, Sil.
Just the three of you. Just freedom fighters.
Mia, I highly suggest that you don't listen to them.
Shut up, Book. Fighting for what?
How kind of you to show interest. The book system. The plan. The rigidity of it all.
Mia.
Well, hang on. Sylvester, before I hear any more, I demand for Em to be released. I don't appreciate her being chained up as if she's some kind of monster.
She appeared to oppose our views on the book system. I was worried that she would become a problem if left to wander freely about the caves. I never intended to hurt her.
Well, then release her. She'll be fine. I'll listen to you, I promise, but only if she's free.
Of course. Leanne, Baylor, release Amelia and give her food and water. And then bring her here. I have need for her anyways.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
As for you, Mia, you're injured. Allow me to tend your wound. Here, sit on this bench.
How do I know you won't poison me or something?
My dear, if I wanted you dead, you would have been the moment you entered these caves. I see you had an encounter with the local wolves.
I'm sorry, local?
You were lucky it was them and not a time fault trying to take a bite out of you.
That's nothing to do with it, you slimy...
Look, stop. Sylvester?
Yes?
I didn't expect you to actually agree to let Em go. Why did you?
Your potential is far more important to me than keeping the poor girl under lock and key.
Sorry, potential?
Mia.
You stray from the plan?
I don't think the plan is how humans should live. I don't think fear should drive us to imprisonment.
Imprisonment?
Living by the book is... It's like having a half-life. Sure, this past day has been crazy and bonkers and, well, absolutely terrifying, but it's also been fun. The most fun I've ever had in my life. Why am I telling you this?
Because I'm the right person to tell.
Why?
I agree.
You agree?
With all my heart.
Really? I mean, I've never met someone who... You really think that?
Do you have any idea how fragile the book system is?
Fragile.
For all its power, all its control. It has a weak point which is so glaringly obvious, it makes me wonder just how foolish we have been to let it live our lives for us.
What are you suggesting?
There may only be three of us, but our drive for freedom would rival 10 armies. Not just for us, but for all of humanity. The book system has a center, like an Achilles heel. That's what I'm trying to find out from your book. Its location.
Mia, ask him what he's done to M's book.
What?
M's book. Ask where it is.
Where is M's book?
You must understand, Mia. All books react to my codes differently.
Where is it?
This was completely accidental. An unfortunate consequence of an unpredictable program.
Oh my god, M's book!
It's beyond repair. I was going to ask for Pamelia's permission before I shut it down.
No, she's... Em's gonna be heartbroken. How could you... Why did you...
So...
Mia! Are you okay?
Fine, Em.
What are you doing to her?
Amelia, I have a... delicate subject to discuss with you.
What? What have you done?
I'm sorry.
No. It is I who is sorry. Deeply. It was a mistake. I swear on my life.
What?
Miss. Miss.
Here. You can take it.
You can't... This, no.
Yeah.
No. You're joking.
It was an accident.
An accident? This? No, this is evil. This is twisted. You fix this. You fix this now.
Amelia, I know you must be in pain, both emotional and physical. The longer your book suffers, the more severely your heart will cramp. If we don't act soon...
Then fix it!
He can't.
And he told you that, did he? I swear to God, Mia, if you stand there and do nothing when all this time you've done everything and caused everything and ruined everything! I have followed the plan every day of my life. Every single waking moment, but I swear I will make sure of it that our paths will never cross again. Ow!
That book needs to be shut down now.
Stay away from it!
We don't shut it down, will she die?
Almost certainly. I've never seen such a reaction before.
Then I die. I can't... How could you expect me to live without it? This is my life. Thrown away for what? Because you thought you knew better than the plan.
There it is.
There what is? This is madness. Give me the book.
No!
You're not dying. You're not. Not letting that happen.
Stay with her.
What?
Amelia. Miss Amelia. You must stay. Mia, with Mia Johnson.
Please.
Johnson.
Let me have the book.
Johnson.
Thank you. Sylvester here, make it stop. Sorry. So sorry.
Leanne, take her somewhere quiet. Give her anything she needs, but don't let her run. It's dangerous up there alone. Mia, I need to talk to you.
I want nothing to do with you.
It's not about me. It's about you. The surveillance center, wherever it is. It is the key to shutting down the book system for good. I have a program which I know works. It forces answers from books no matter how secret. But in order for it to be effective, the question must be asked by the book's human. We lost half of books long before I even begun developing the software. Mia, you are our only chance.
You expect her to help you do that after what you've done? You are a repulsive, sick, awful human being.
Amelia's loss is a sad one. Truly, I cannot apologize enough.
You think?
However, in no way was her reaction a healthy one. You heard her yourself. She believed that she could not live without the plans. At first, it was the fear of the timefolds, then the punishments for not complying. And then it was a fear of what we would become if we ever regain our own free will. She is scared. They all are.
Of course she is. You murdered her friend.
Friend? Does a friend report you to authorities which will slaughter you? Does a friend attempt to control every second of your life? Does a friend constantly keep track of your position?
Well, no, but...
We are here to protect you. That has always been our duty.
Look.
Yes, Mia?
Have you... You haven't... You wouldn't...
Mia, what's wrong?
Have you been recording our position?
That is one of my main functionalities, Mia.
You've been sending that information to the government?
My GPS has been scrambled for the past day.
But you've tried.
Of course, it is my duty.
When you know I'm being hunted. Tell me.
I have.
Oh, protection. Right.
Mia, it is my...
Sylvester, what question am I asking you?
Brilliant. Let me run the code.
Mia Johnson, you cannot be serious.
No, Book, he's right. Right, he's right. This is our chance. The world could change and we could be free and I could be the one to make it happen. No more friends slamming doors in my face, no more hiding, no more deaths because we want to be more than just bricks in a never-ending wall. Our lives will have meaning.
Ready? Ask it for the exact location of the surveillance center. And make it snappy. This program won't hold for long.
Mia, please don't make me.
Where is the exact location of the Book surveillance center?
SHD 1845, Sector 0, SW01. No! No! Mia!
This is it. This is it! Mia! You have my deepest gratitude. We will travel to the city and strike as soon as your leg is healed. Bring freedom to the human race once again. That is, of course, if you would care to join us.
Mia, don't you dare. Please, Mia, don't.
Freedom. I never thought it'd be a dream. Can I trust you?
Myself and Baylor will need to remain here to provide technical support. Leanne will accompany you to the building. You can trust her. You can trust us. We owe you a great debt, which I swear I will repay.
Then, yes.
You betrayed me.
An eye for an eye, Book. You've been reporting back all this time. I should have known. How many times have I nearly died to that assassin? Yet you just kept doing your thing, because it's your duty.
And so you sentenced me to death?
To return free will to the people.
Since when have you cared about other people?
What kind of a question is that? I would do anything.
You would play God?
And you don't?
Mia?
Em? How are you doing?
How's your leg?
It's better.
Thank you for... not letting me die.
I did the bare minimum.
But you still did. You're going to work with these people to bring down Book. You're playing with fire, Mia.
I wouldn't sit so close to me then. Look, when we get to the city, you can go home. You don't need to be part of this. Oh, come on. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I can't. Book told me to stay with you, and I... No matter how much I want to, I'm not going to disobey its last wish.
Thank you.
I'm not doing it for you.
Well, you should at least get some rest. We'll probably be leaving soon.
You should too.
Miss Amelia?
Yes, Book?
Your loyalty will be the death of you.
Perhaps.
Citizens of Delta 5, the preceding broadcast was brought to you by The Book, scripted and edited by Susanna Warner. It was recorded and produced by Sam Goward, Will Cavern, Eleanor Rogers, Susanna Warner, Freya Wright, and Joseph Lotter. This broadcast featured Charlotte White as Mia, Dina Gorbeck as M, Harry Foyle as Book, Susanna Warner as M's Book, Ben Barnes-Labette as Sylvester, Eleanor Rogers as Leanne, with Sam Goward as the voice of the announcer and Baylor. City updates can be found on Twitter at Closing Book and also on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook at Closing the Book. Do ensure you rate, review, and subscribe. We want to thank our citizens for their dedication to City Delta 5. By the book.